Along with their pollock, fishermen have pulled up about 1,100 metric tons of slimy pink squid this summer. That's more than four times their limit, according to Krista Milani. She's a biologist for the National Marine Fisheries Service.
The squid tack, our quota is supposed to last until the end of the year, so it's quite a bit to be taken already.
Milani says there's still some wiggle room, a few hundred tons of squid in reserve that can be taken as bycatch before fishery managers get worried. It's been a while since the fleet had to dig into those reserves, though. It happened back in 2006, when pollock fishermen accidentally caught half their annual limit of squid in a single week. There were concerns that the pollock harvest might get shut down, so fishermen signed an agreement to stay out of the zone with the heaviest concentrations of squid or face fines. Now that squid are back in force, John Gruber has been dusting off the old agreement. Gruber's with United Catcher Boats. He says he's trying to craft a formal squid response plan for his vessels.
We want something that's on hand and available from one year to the next that has a trigger mechanism that the fleet is comfortable with, you know, without having to take a really deep introspective of current squid conditions each year.
But that introspective exam would be tough to pull off, according to Carl Haflinger. He tracks squid and other fisheries bycatch for a company called SeaState, and he says scientists don't know a lot about squid.
We don't have any reliable assessment for how much squid there really is, but whenever researchers look at the diets of animals all over the Bering Sea, they find squid in a huge variety of stomachs, and they can back calculate and make some guesstimates of how much squid there must be, and it's a very large number.
Until the pollock fleet starts fishing, Haflinger says they're never really sure how many squid they'll find. One specific corner of the Bering Sea looked to be the source of the problem this month. It's a prime fishing location, close to Unalaska and usually full of good-sized pollock. But squid were hanging around the same depth where most vessels were trying to put their trawl nets. In the end, the squid won the turf war. Gruver says the United Catcher Boats moved north for the most part a few weeks ago, and since then, squid bycatch has dropped dramatically. But Gruver says that's not the end of it.
You start to have multiple species that you're trying to avoid, you know, it gets to be more difficult.
Those other species are salmon. Later in the fall, Chinook will start moving onto the fishing grounds. But for now, Gruver says chum salmon are the ones to look out for.
There's this squeeze of avoiding chums and staying away from squid and, you know, reduced grounds.
As of this week, about 2,100 square miles of the Bering Sea are shut down to pollock fishing to avoid chums. It's part of a rolling hotspot closure program run by SeaState, the monitoring group. They shut down areas where there's a lot of salmon being taken as bycatch before the problem gets worse. Carl Haflinger with SeaState says it's a little early for chum salmon to be triggering such big closures.
If we get trips or individual hauls with hundreds of chums in them this early, then we are nervous because this honestly isn't the time when you would expect most of the chums. You know, we're definitely worried about what we're going to see in August.
They're not the only ones. As subsistence fishermen face major restrictions in the western part of the state this summer, there's a lot of pressure on the Bering Sea pollock fleet to fish cleanly and keep all their bycatch to a minimum. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.